Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up this evening, my special guest is Adam Woods. He's the beef editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. On Tuesday next, the 25th of July, the Irish Farmers Journal Tullamore Farm National Open Day takes place. It's a particularly important event for many involved in the beef and sheep sectors, and he's been telling me more about it. First of all, maybe you can give us a little bit of background about this special farm, I suppose you could call it, Tullamore Farm.
Yes, Chris. I suppose we open our gates to the public for the first time next Tuesday, the 25th of July. Big occasion. We've been working on this project for the last 12 months. Officially signed a lease for the farm on the 1st of January 2017. The farm is located just outside Tullamore in County Offaly, and it's 200 acres split into two separate blocks. We've taken out a 15-year lease on the land, and we plan to operate a suckler and sheep mixed grazing demonstration unit over the next 15 years, and I suppose demonstrate best practice to farmers. I suppose we're not saying that farmers can go out and lease 200 acres and, I suppose, invest in terms of capital infrastructure, what we have to invest in terms of fencing and roadways and drinkers and water systems. But what we are saying is, I suppose, a farmer comes in here and sees what we're doing in relation to maybe grassland management, in relation to maybe breeding or genetics, in relation to animal health practices. And if they can take little nuggets of those things back home and implement them on their own farms, then they will be more profitable. We're really confident in that. But it's important that those little nuggets are taken back and was implemented. There's huge potential within beef and sheep systems to increase profitability within the farm gate. We hear a lot about prices, I suppose, and price is very, very important for these products, and we need to be getting a higher price all the time. But with that also comes some efficiency changes within the gate that can happen, and maybe we need to be more conscious of those changes that need to take place on dry stock farms. And this is one way where we can demonstrate how it's done.
Now, there's obviously a lot to see. How early in the day do proceedings get underway?
Yeah, so the farm opens up at 1 o'clock, and we'll be running sort of farm tours that will last around 2 hours from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So they'll sort of take off every half hour. The first stand, with five main stops. The first stand is our introduction, welcome, background to the project. The next stop is the finances, what the system is going to be, and where we get our output from in terms of what sales and what the system and in terms of sheep and beef system, what it's going to be. The next stop is soil fertility and grassland management. We'll have the farm manager actually on that stop. Gerald Dwyer is tasked with managing the farm on a day-to-day basis and is really strong on grassland management and grassland management principles, so he's speaking at that stop. And then the next is genetics and breeding management. So we've picked a certain type of a suckler cow, and we've picked certain types of bulls, and that'll be really, it's really, for the groups that we'll say that have come to the farm so far, that's always a good discussion point in terms of what we're doing. And then the last stop is proposed sheep system and mixed grazing management and how we're going to manage that. And our own Darren Carty is on that stand speaking about what the proposed system is. The sheep will start to arrive on the farm in autumn time. We will have 25 hoggets there of the type of hoggets that we're going to have on the farm on the day to show farmers what the proposed system is going to be. So that's the five main stops. But I suppose the real, maybe, we'll say interesting part of the day, when farmers come into the yard, we'll have some trade stands there for people that we'll say that have supplied stuff to the farm and have I suppose helped us out along the way, and people will be able to talk to those. But then we have a live demonstration arena in the yard area. And within this arena, it's a seated arena, we're going to have a number of sort of short and snappy demonstrations. And Minister Michael Creed is going to open up proceedings at 4 o'clock with a few words, followed by a question and answer session. Then at 4:30, we have a weanling export market sort of live demo, where we'll have some weanlings of our own, and we'll talk about maybe the different markets that are there now in terms of live export markets for those weanlings. 5 o'clock is a beef and lamb cuts by a butcher and a chef. So we're going to talk about maybe in terms of round roasts or silver sides, or maybe just maybe try and bridge that little bit of a disconnect maybe that has become in terms of meat joints and how to cook them and how to cook them quickly. 6 o'clock is calving the cow and care of the calf in association with our local vet, Donal Lynch. So some pointers, I suppose, for autumn calving cows coming into that season in terms of calving the cow and looking after the calf. A dairy calf to beef demo follows that. And we'll have a health and safety element around the yard at all times. And we also have a farm succession and tax planning and that's in association with IFAC. IFAC are, I suppose, partnering with us for the National Open Day for the day, and IFAC will be there, I suppose, as part of that, we'll say, interview session with the Grogans. The Grogan are the farm owners, and we'll sort of tease out how they went about leasing the farm to us, what were the important points for them in terms of leasing the farm to us, and also what were the important points for us in terms of leasing the farm from them. So I suppose people will drop in and drop out of those seminars during the evening. We also have a breeding profitable sheep with Darren Carty as well at around 7 o'clock. So Darren's going to go through in terms of yoe type, what yoe type to pick, and what are the attributes of a very profitable yoe.
I'm speaking with Adam Woods, beef editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. We're talking about the Irish Farmers Journal Tullamore Farm National Open Day, which takes place on Tuesday, the 25th of July. A considerable sum of money has been invested by the journal into this, something in the region of €500,000, which indicates just how big a project this is.
Yes, I suppose in terms of the farm has been run over the last 40 years as a tillage and beef enterprise, and while it was in good condition, in terms of our proposed system and in terms of our model being a grass-based system and to maximise the amount of output we can get from grass, we've had to invest quite heavily on roadways, on, we'll say, fencing, perimeter fencing, and I suppose the sheep element has really added to the cost of that, and it's important to quantify that, and it will be quantified on the day what that has added to the cost. And reseeding, I suppose, some of the land hasn't been reseeded in a long, long time, and it just wouldn't, we'll say, carry the stocking rate that we would propose, and we're running quite a high stocking rate and quite a high output system, so we need really efficient, and we need to grow as much grass as we can, and we feel that this infrastructure that we're investing in will allow us to do that, and it's really important to be able to demonstrate that in terms of how to, we'll say, efficiently manage grass and get the most out of grass on a dry stock farm.
Now, the farm is something in the region of 200 acres. How is it divided up?
Yes, so we've got about 110 acres in one block, and we've got about 90 acres in the other block. So they're about, I suppose, 600 metres, we'll say, apart. Between. So they're quite close together, and the road splits one of those blocks as well. But it's still, it has led to problems, I suppose, in terms of moving stock from one farm to the other. But that's no different to many different dry stock farmers across the country in terms of operating, I suppose, a split unit. And the farm will be classified, I suppose, 60% has been fairly free draining, but 40% of it will require some drainage work, and it's quite low-lying and actually floods during the winter. So with that comes challenges as well, I suppose, in terms of managing. But it's important that many of the dry stock farms in the country are located on challenging ground, so it's important maybe to replicate that.
Now, tell us a little bit about the actual beef production system that's in place down there.
Yes, so we've 110 suckler cows bought in from a couple of different places last spring. We purchased 60 cows from a dispersal sale in the south, and we'll say numerous other in-calf heifers and some other cows as well. So we calved down 110 cows this spring, and we've also 15 maiden heifers as well gone to the bull. So our system is that we've sourced quite a high index cow, predominantly we'll say limousine from the dairy herd, and we're crossing on those cows, we'll say, a high index, high replacement index bull. So we AI'd for 3 weeks. And then we have stock bulls out, so two limousine and an Angus bull out with the heifers over the last couple of weeks. And we propose to, we'll say, sell the heifers, the heifer progeny from those cows as replacement heifers around 15 months of age, so ready to breed, we'll say, in May 2018 to have a high index, I suppose, high health status replacement sale. And then the male progeny will be finished at under 16-month bulls. So they won't get out to grass for the second season, and they'll be finished indoors. So that's, we'll say, the route that we see as being most profitable on the farm. And really, we're focused on really high weaning weights, I suppose, and the milk behind the cow is going to drive that. But the heavier we can wean our calves at this back end, the cheaper it will be for us to finish those bulls. And also, we'll say, in terms of hitting the target weights for those heifers at breeding to calve them at 2 years old.
And I understand with regard to the sheep system, the plan here really is to run a flock of 120 ewes and to manage the flock alongside the cattle system, in effect operating a mixed grazing policy.
Yes, Chagas has shown in the past in terms of research there's as much as, it was a 10% increase in stocking rate that can be achieved by mixed grazing cattle and sheep together. And we aim to do that, and I suppose we'll do that in a number of different ways. We'll say temporary fencing in some paddocks to try and, we'll say, mix graze them. But there will be challenges in that, and I suppose important. I should have said at the outset, Chris, in terms of everything on this farm is really, really transparent. Mistakes are made. We've made mistakes already, and we've been fully, we'll say, open about them in terms of documenting them in the paper and documenting them online. And really, it's really important to us that everything that happens on the farm goes out there. So we'll test different ways of mixed grazing and see what works and see what doesn't work and be able to tell our readers then what's happening.
The actual location, Tullamore, you can't get much more central in the country in that regard. And for people from Donegal, where we're talking 3-4, 4.5 hour sort of trip down, when this project was in its early stages, was getting the right location a big issue?
It was. I guess Tullamore is really, really central, and if you drive 2 hours from Tullamore, it takes you to a lot of places in the country. So I suppose really finding the right family as well that has worked with us and has sat down with us in terms of working out the lease and working out the intricacies of the lease was really, really important to us. And also the land type, I suppose, as I said, land type is, some of it is challenging, some of it is good. A central area. I suppose really we wanted to be maybe as close to the west as possible without, we'll say, impacting on other parts of the country. So really we're looking at, I suppose, the majority of our suckler cows are located in the western area. So it's really going to appeal to those farmers.
And the bottom line, this is an open day, which one could say is a must for all beef and sheep producers who are interested in progressing their business and who want to become more profitable. There's plenty of advance notice about this, so just remind us again the date, the time, and when things get underway.
So it's next Tuesday, the 25th of July. We open up the gates around 1 o'clock and we'll run, we'll say, concurrent sessions through until 7 o'clock so people can come at 6 o'clock and they'll get the same tour around the farm, and the yard area is open during that time as well. So really I'd say there's an awful lot to see on the farm, and it's really important. Maybe this project is going to run for a long time, but to come in at the beginning and see, we'll say, the work that has went on for the last 6 months and see it at the very beginning, I think it tells a nice story. And there's definitely lots of little things that people will take home with them, let it be roadway design, let it be fencing, let it be suckler cow type, let it be our health programme. There's lots of information there for farmers to take home.
Well, that was Adam Woods, the beef editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, about that really interesting forthcoming National Open Day down in Tullamore, of big interest to people from Donegal. And if you want to get more information, you can also go onto the Farmers Journal website. And briefly, some other news. The launch of a tillage crisis fund worth an estimated €1.5 million for farmers who lost crops during last year's harvest due to poor weather conditions looks to be announced very soon. But the Department of Agriculture and the IFA have been locked in negotiations over the past few days. You may recall that some Donegal farmers were involved in a protest in Dublin last week. The finer details of the scheme are expected to be revealed in the coming days, just as this year's harvest gets into full swing. Meanwhile, IFA Environment Committee Chairman Thomas Cooney has called on the Department of Transport to make funding to local authorities for greenways to be contingent on the development of a code of practice for engaging with landowners. In a detailed submission to the department, he described the level of engagement with landowners by some local authorities on greenway developments to date as haphazard. Mr. Cooney said recreational routes such as greenways and blueways have an important role to play in promoting agritourism and economic activity in rural areas. Meanwhile, the ICSA Rural Development Chairman Seamus Sherlock has insisted that the greenway cycle plan cannot be implemented through a process of compulsory purchase orders or without proper consultation with landowners. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, while trade stronger, numbers are tight. Steer base, €4.05 to €4.10 a kilo. Heifers, €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo. Bulls, R grade, €4.10 a kilo. U grade, €4.20 a kilo. And cows making €3.30 to €3.75 a kilo. Sheep prices, €5.40 to €5.55 a kilo. And Joe's making €2.80 to €3 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.